Listener Production.
13 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. Tessa Randello here with an update. The Prime Minister says we need housing, recreation and commercial activity at the Macquarie Point Stadium site before it can get the go-ahead. That's in response to a question from the Member for Clark, Andrew Wilkie, in Parliament, asking the government not to fund the project. Anthony Albanese says the government needs to make sure it'll have the tools to make the stadium a success.
I want to move towards making sure that we get appropriate residential, recreational, commercial activity at the site.
It comes as Tasmanian tourism, construction, hospitality and property groups met with members of federal cabinet, showing their support for the $750 million proposed build. A respected racing figure will lead the investigation into Tasmania's harness racing industry. The former head of National Chairman of Stewards Group, Ray Murray, will lead the review after running an investigation into the industry 5 years ago. That's after people within the industry claimed on the ABC that race fixing was part of the game here in Tassie. Penalties for a draft bill banning Nazi symbols in Tasmania has been revealed. There are fines of more than $3,600 or up to 3 months imprisonment, and that's doubled for a second offence. And St. Vincent de Paul Society is seeing a jump in the number of people coming in for rental assistance. In Tasmania, the number of people seeking help for rental arrears has risen 79% in the last 12 months. Lions recruit Josh Dunkley is ready for a hostile atmosphere from the Bulldogs as he prepares to face his former team for the first time tonight. Coach Chris Fagan says there's no holding back.
He's a competitive beast, so he's looking forward to it. There's no trepidation there. He just wants to get out and play for the Lions against his old team, so he's very much looking forward to that opportunity.
Brisbane's without Daniel Rich due to a quad injury. The Dogs have dumped Sam Darcy, but welcome back Adam Treloar and Rory Lobb.